Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, CCM Health, the new CCM Wellness Center is open today, and pretty exciting news here in Montevideo. Of course, CCM Wellness Center located right along Highway 7, not far from the McDonald's or the Chippewa County Courthouse, the old Corburn's grocery store. And we just visited with Brian Lovedahl, the CEO of CCM Health, and he kind of told us a little bit about how this idea got started and all the construction, all the plans and stuff like that. It's pretty exciting, and I know the staff here at CCM Wellness Center is really excited about today, and one of them is Scott Sikelski. Scott is the Interim Wellness Center Director. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Super excited. Like you said, it's been a great day so far.
Yeah, and you put in a long day already, haven't you?
Yep, I've been here since about 6:15. But that's what you can expect when you open something like this.
That's
so
right.
It's been very fun.
So you opened up for the very first time this morning?
Correct. At 7 a.m. we opened our doors to the public.
Okay.
So
yeah, we talked a little bit about Brian, about the idea, how it got going and stuff. Let's talk to you about what can people expect when they walk in here, some of the benefits of being a member of the CCM Wellness Center.
Yep, the first thing they can expect is it's not going to look like a grocery store anymore.
It definitely doesn't.
It looks very, very different. I think what they can expect is there's something for everybody, which was really the goal, and I'm sure maybe Brian talked about it. They did a survey of, you know, what would people like to see in here, when it was going to happen, and they were able to do their top 10 list of things, and they did 8 of those things, walking track being one of those, which we're right next to you right now. But what people can expect is the locker rooms have a very nice spa-like feel. There's saunas. We have lockers for daily use with automatic combinations that people can use. We provide towels.
Right.
And then you walk out into the fitness floor. We have a full, you know, cardio area with treadmills and bikes and new steps and step mills and rowers and everything you expect in a fitness center. We have selectorized strength equipment, which for people that don't know what that is, that's more of a strength machine where you can sit down and you don't have to worry about moving free weights or doing stuff like that. Then you head over into, we do have 2 free weight areas, one rather large, one's a little bit smaller for heavy weight lifting, a basketball court. There's a lot, so I'm just getting started.
Yep, just getting started.
I had to take a breath for a second.
Yep.
We have a half basketball court, which you can also play pickleball. Of course, with COVID, we do have some restrictions in there. Racquetball court, same thing, some restrictions. You can play, but you have to wear a mask unless it's the same household.
Okay.
So then you could still play with a family member. Then you get right next to us is the fitness studio, which we're going to have a variety of live instructors like myself. For example, I teach spin class, which for people that don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
If you think about a stationary bike, it's like having about 8 to 10 people in a room with a stationary bike and someone's leading them through a workout to music. So that's what a spin class is. We'll have things like that in yoga and Zumba and things that people would expect. The nice part is we also have this thing called Fitness on Demand. So if people wanted to do a fitness video on their own, they can go to this little kiosk we have and they can program in a class. Like, let's say they want to do yoga. They just hit play. It'll play on the screen. 2 or 3 people can do yoga. The TV even lowers down to the floor so they can see, so they're not looking up. Yeah, it's awesome. And then, as you know, you can walk in. And all of that I've mentioned is 24/7, included with your membership, and we can talk about prices in a moment. Then there's also a community area where we have a kids zone, which maybe Brian talked about that. I'm not sure.
We haven't talked about that yet.
Right, awesome. So that's one area where they actually raised money for it, and they were able to, in like 3 weeks, raise $160,000 to make this 2,000-square-foot playground happen. It's an indoor playground. Winters, obviously, in Minnesota can get rough, as we know. So kids really didn't have a place to go inside. So that's a really, really awesome place, which you've seen. And we have a conference room back there. Eventually, we're going to have a food area for demonstration for, like, teaching people with diabetes awareness, things like that. So really, as you can tell, as I rattled all that off, there's a lot for everybody, from someone who's 2 up until to a senior.
Right.
There's something for someone to do. So really, that's what we tried to do. And Brian and Leah, who's the director once I'm done.
You're interim, right?
I'm interim, yep. So,
And actually, you and Brian loved all go way back, don't you?
We do.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, I will. So I'm originally from Superior, Wisconsin, but I moved kind of the cities area a long time ago. And for 20 years, I was a wellness director at Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin, Wisconsin. For 9 of those years, Brian was the CFO there, so the chief financial officer.
Okay.
So we knew each other. We actually I started a fitness center there way back in 1999. It was their first wellness center. And then in 2017, they decided to build a brand new hospital and a brand new wellness center. So Brian and I did that together, and we worked on that a lot together. We had to fundraise for that, $2 million.
Wow.
It was a $4 million facility. And I'll tell you, it's a great facility, but it's nothing compared to this. This is amazing. So we worked together for 9 years. So when this was happening, and he knew that Leah, who's the director, was going to be on maternity leave right as they were opening, because we were hoping to open in April, and she was having her baby in April, he's like, would you do anything to like maybe come here and help us out? And after a lot of conversations, we figured out a way to make it work where I come here basically during the week and then go home on the weekends.
Okay.
Obviously, now I'll be sticking around a little bit because we're going to be busy and doing that kind of thing. So it's been awesome. I loved working with him when I worked with him at the hospital. It was a pretty easy decision. This place is, the place that we had there is awesome. It's a really nice facility, but it's about a quarter of the size of this. Mm-hmm. And what this is going to do for this community, I was really excited to be a part of that. And to watch a community change. I mean, there'll be people that'll come in here who never exercised, and now they're going to. They're going to lose weight. They're going to get healthier.
And that's the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal. And they made it really affordable for the community. And we even have, like, assistance programs if people need that. And we want people to use it. So we didn't want to, like, build this place and, okay, now it's going to cost you $1,000. That's not what we did. So very excited about all that. It's very affordable.
One thing is, you come in the front door, there's a, if you could bring your children here and go exercise, and you have kind of a, about that.
Yeah, so with COVID, we can't do that right away, unfortunately, but we will have a drop-off childcare area. It's not going to be licensed, but what we'll do is you can come in and work out for 70 minutes, drop your child off. We won't feed them or change them or do any of that kind of stuff. If we need you, we have a little system where we'll text you, you have to be there within 3 minutes to come grab them. Okay. But it allows someone to come in who maybe couldn't otherwise, drop off their kid, know they're going to be supervised and someone's going to have fun and play with them while they go out and, you know, to get an hour or so of exercise in. So it really helps with any kind of barriers people might have to work out. So we try to really capitalize on that, too.
Okay, people listening, consider you can come in. You're giving tours all the time.
Yep. Just walk in and we'll set you up. We have three or four people doing tours, so we'll be ready for you.
And I've been sitting by the desk here now for an hour and a half or so, and people are signing up for membership. And let's talk about membership a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So there's really, you know, a couple of ways people can do it. We do not have a year contract. A lot of places do that. You can do it month to month. And it's a fee based on age and whether you do like an individual membership or a couple or a family. And made it affordable that way. You can pay month to month where it comes out of a savings or checking account, or you can pay for a whole year up front. If you want to do that, it's a little less expensive, so we kind of give you a break for making that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If you, let's say you join for 3 or 4 months, you do the month to month, and you go to Florida for 3 months, you can stop your membership. Just give us a 30-day heads up. We'll stop it, restart it when you come back.
Okay.
It is 24/7 access, so people can get in here anytime. We're staffed a lot, but when we're not, people can get in here anytime.
That's right. Monthly contracts for individual memberships, they've got to be 18 or over?
Correct. And we do have a student membership, too, so 16-year-olds can do that. Basically, the way it works is anybody 12 and up can come in and use the wellness center, like the fitness equipment that we talked about. If they're 12 to 15, a parent needs to be with them. They don't have to be, like, right next to them.
Right.
They do need to, like, be in the building. If they're 16 and older, they can have their own access fob and come in here on their own.
Okay.
16 to 17-year-olds will need someone to sign for them.
Okay.
But once they get that membership, they are okay to come in on their own.
All right.
Then otherwise, individuals, yes, 18 and up. But you could have someone who's, you know, 30 and goes to school. They could do a student membership, which is $30 a month.
Okay.
So try to give them a break, too, just like we do with seniors.
That's right. And they're very reasonable, really.
Right. And a couple of $70. And that just has to be members of the same household.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a boyfriend and girlfriend as long as they have the same address, that type of thing. Family members, it's 3 and up. So you can have, you know, if you had kids using the kids zone and some, you know, that are 12 using the fitness center, you could have 6 people on that and it's $80 a month.
Wow.
You know, you can use that kids zone and do that kind of thing too. So
and insurance, you get reimbursements through insurance.
Yeah,
too.
So a lot of them do that and we can submit that for them. What we do is we hand you a sheet. You can go online and find out if you're eligible for that. If you are, a lot of times what can happen, let's say you have a $45 membership. You come in 12 times during the calendar month, so let's say the month of June. At the end of the month, we submit that, and you can get $20 back. So it ends up being, you know, a lot cheaper that way.
Too. That's right. And a fitness center, you have day passes. Somebody's not a member, you can still come in here and use it.
Yeah, but we've had 3 or 4 people do that today already. Just want to check it out first, and that's $10 for a day pass. And then if you think about it, our memberships are pretty reasonable. So if someone was going to do that 4 or 5 times, it makes more sense to get a membership.
Yep.
But if you're just cruising through town or you're only able to do it once in a while, then we do have the day pass for that. And we do have that for the kids zone as well. We have day passes for $3 per kid, or you can do a punch card if you don't think you're going to use it a ton or don't want to do the membership right away.
Okay. Scott, amazing place.
And obviously,
people are lined up here for a tour there, so I'll let you get back to work.
Yes, thank you so much, and thanks for being here. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, and we'll probably talk to you again maybe down the line.
Yeah, it might be. All right. Have a great night.
Is your voice holding up? Because how many tours have you given
today? It's starting to get there. I've got the water right in front of me. It's starting to get there.
How many tours?
Oh, I bet you 30, 40? Yep. Plus just answering phone calls and doing stuff. So, but that's what I expect, and if that wasn't the case, then we'd be in trouble.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
Scott Sikelski.
You got it.
I get that right. Interim Wellness Center Director here in Montevideo. Come on over, sign up, become a member of CCM Wellness Center here in Montevideo, and we'll continue with our broadcast here till 5 o'clock tonight. We'll have a couple. We'll be back on the air a few more times here in the next hour, and we've got some guests to visit with. So, but that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.